Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And let's begin with the latest from federal court in the trial of admitted Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. Today, jurors heard from Stefan Silva, one of Jahar's high school friends.
Silva testified that he gave Tsarnaev a 9mm handgun, which was later used to kill MIT police officer Sean Collier, carjack a motorist in Cambridge, and shoot at police in Watertown.
Joining us now is WBUR reporter Jack Lepiarz. He was there in federal court for today's proceedings. Jack, good to have you.
Good to be here, Anthony.
So, Jack, Stephen Silva and Jahar Tsarnaev had been friends for some time since before they attended Cambridge, Ringe, and Latin High School. Why did Silva end up giving Tsarnaev a gun, and when?
Well, Stefan Silva told us a story about how he had actually set up a drug deal a few months before he gave Tsarnaev the gun, and he had actually robbed the people. He had gone there allegedly to sell them drugs, ended up robbing them for the cash. And he told that story to Tsarnaev, and he said Tsarnaev laughed. And so around January 2013, Tsarnaev calls him and says, hey, I kind of want to rob a couple of students at University of Rhode Island, URI. But it wasn't until February of 2013 that Tsarnaev actually came by and picked up the gun. And he held on to it. After a few weeks, Silva says, hey, man, I kind of want my gun back. He was actually holding it for a friend. And Tsarnaev, he said, for weeks, for months, kept giving him excuses, never actually gave him the gun back.
All right. Now, Silva himself is facing a stiff prison sentence. Did that come up in the testimony today?
Yeah. Silva, by his own admission, says he's been selling marijuana since he was 16, 17 years old. He's facing up to 160 years in prison, 20 years maximum on each of the counts. And they range from owning a gun or possession of a gun with an obliterated serial number, selling heroin, selling cocaine, a lot of indicators that he's facing a long prison sentence. But he's hoping to get less than the minimum mandatory sentence by testifying here. That would put him under 5 years served.
All right. So he testified that he gave Tsarnaev the gun. What was the defense team's response to that testimony?
Well, that was a really interesting part because the defense, remember, Silva grew up with Tsarnaev. And Silva had testified that he'd only been to their Cambridge apartment once. And the defense tried to seize on this and by going after Tsarnaev's relationship with his older brother, Tamerlan. Mm-hmm. And they said, okay, you only went there once. Why was that? Did Tsarnaev want to keep you away from Tamerlan? And there were a lot of prosecution objections to this, but Silva eventually got out that Tsarnaev had said Tamerlan was very strict, he was very opinionated, and because Silva was not a Muslim, he might give him some expletive. Silva also, they got Silva to mention some Facebook posts he made talking about Tsarnaev, saying Tsarnaev was the most corruptible person he knew. He posted this on Facebook before the bombings. He talked about how easy it was to corrupt Tsarnaev. The defense wanted to get him on record saying that.
Now, Jack, you also heard today more about Tsarnaev's capture in the boat in Watertown. What did we learn today?
Well, what we learned, we heard a lot of what we've heard before, but we heard from David Henneberry, who owns the boat, or should say owned the boat now. But Henneberry, the morning of April 19th, noticed that his boat's was kind of one of the flaps was loose, the chafing guards were on the ground, and he wanted to check it out, but there was the shelter-in-place order, so he didn't go outside. But as soon as the order was lifted, he went over, he got a ladder, looked inside the boat, and that's when he said he saw a lot of blood. And he said it wasn't serious. It wasn't a puddle of blood on the floor, but it was enough that it made him pause. It was a lot from a large cut, is what he said. And he looked to the left of the boat. There was a lot of blood there. He looked to the right of the boat. He saw a lot of blood there. And that's where he saw a body, as he put it. He saw a person lying on their side. He saw dark pants, boots, a hoodie, sweatshirt. That's, we learned, eventually was Jahar Tsarnaev.
Right. And that's when he called police and it all came to a climax. That's WBUR's Jack Lepiarz, just back from federal court. Jack, thanks.
You're welcome.